98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Andrea Mara is one of Ireland's best-selling authors, known for her sharp, suspense-driven storytelling and relatable depictions of modern family life. Her gripping psychological thrillers have earned international acclaim, with All Her Fault turned into a TV drama. Andrea, you are very welcome to 98FM's Big Breakfast. How are you?
Good, great.
Oh, it's great to see you, Andrea. Come here, All Her Fault, an incredible book, an incredible TV series. How did the TV show come about?
Well, the first part was that it got optioned, and luckily I knew in advance from author friends that that just means open a glass, pour a glass of champagne, but then forget all about it, because most options don't actually turn into anything. I believe it's something like 95% of them, nothing at all happens. So the next thing that happened then was I was sitting down with my husband and son watching TV Valentine's night last year, and I got a call from my agent. And that gave me a fright, because she would never call me late enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what have I done? Have I been hacked? Have I been cancelled? And she was like, look at your email, look at your email. And it was a link to a Hollywood Reporter article saying that Peacock, who are NBC's streamer in the States, had given the green light for it to go straight to series with 8 episodes.
Wow.
So yeah, like, I mean, obviously I screamed, cried, all the things.
Yeah,
a dream come true, and a phenomenal cast. Were you involved at all in the casting decisions with the characters? So the show stars Sarah Snook, who's in Succession, and Dakota Fanning.
I was not involved at all. I wish I could pretend I was. But like, so I had a celebratory lunch with Megan Gallagher, who's the writer of the show, and Carnival, who are the producers. And they told me at that point that like they would be in touch soon with cast details, but they couldn't say anything for now. Like, I've learned TV is a whole different level of confidentiality.
Yeah.
Like, you hear nothing until it's 100% signed, sealed and delivered. So then a few weeks later, I came home to a slew of emails saying, you're going to get casting news soon, later today, very soon, any minute now, like all these different emails.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, but what is it? What is it? And then finally one email that said, Sarah Snook. And I nearly collapsed.
Because
like so many people, I loved Succession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just... A, she's fantastic. B, she is universally liked. I've never heard anyone say that they don't like her. And then C, it's like, it was sort of like a stamp of like excellence. I just felt like this is going to be really good, because, you know, you do worry as an author that, and I, you know, there are authors who maybe don't love their adaptations, but of course you go with it. What are you going to do? You're going to smile and say, yeah, I love it. So there is always that tiny fear. Mm-hmm. What if I don't like it? But when I heard Sarah Snook was in it, I thought, okay, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And it is.
It really is. It's so bingeable. The TV series is based, set in America, but it was filmed in Melbourne.
Yeah. So the book is set in Ireland. Mm. And yeah, as you say, the show set in Chicago, because Peacock are American and their core audience is American. And also, I don't know, I love Sarah and Dakota, but I don't know what their Irish accents would be. So the filming happened in Melbourne. Yeah. So I got to go down and visit the set for a week last year.
How was that?
That was one of the best experiences of my life. And Megan had warned me. She was like, look, it's exciting. Yes. But it's also, it's going to be boring too, because, and I realized when I was there, it's like, oh,
long
God.
Days.
They will spend 4 hours on one scene, and they do it over and over and over. And it was never boring, because I was just sitting there the whole time going, look at these famous celebrity A-list actors pretending to be people I made up in my head right in front of me on this set.
That's mind-blowing. Your latest book, It Should Have Been You, it begins with a missent message in a neighbourhood WhatsApp group. Where did that idea come from?
I live in a very big housing estate with a very big WhatsApp group, and there are often messages that get sent in error. Now, my group, because they'll be listening, they are lovely. They are really lovely. No one has has murdered anyone, but in the book,
good.
The character sends a message where she's really annoyed with her neighbour and she kind of outs, she thinks she's sending it to her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
She outs a load of secrets about this particular neighbour. The husband, the teenage son, teenage daughter, and then of course everybody sees it, and then 4 days later people are dead and she's mm-hmm. in fear of her life. So it's a bit worse than my WhatsApp.
Yes, okay.
Yes. And would you have any advice for anybody who would love to write a book? Where would they start?
I think the main thing is, time and again, I see people who want to start a book, but they're sort of hemming and hawing over what genre they want to write. Should they write it in Word or should they buy a special program? And I'm always like, no, just start writing. You have to write that first sentence, and then you have to write the second sentence, and you have to get the first draft down. And I would say write as fast as you can, because even sometimes when people get started, they'll write a first chapter and then they'll go back and revise and revise that first chapter. But all you're doing is shying away from keeping going. You have to get the full first draft done, be that 70 or 80,000 words, whatever, then you can go back and polish and revise. So that would be my advice.
Great advice, Andrea. We cannot wait to read Such a Nice Girl, and we've both already binged All Her Fault. If you haven't, get on it.
Get
now
on it.
It is incredible. Andrea, thank you so much for coming to see us at 98FM.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A stunning prize
for gorgeous hair
and some feathers.
98FM.
Welcome to Thursday's edition of Matchy Matchy. It's your favourite game on the radio, where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you'll be getting your hands on this.
It's the sound of glamour.
It's the sound of style.
That's the sound of your new Dyson Airwrap.
Win a Dyson Airwrap right now on Matchy Matchy.
Dyson.
Yeah, they've gotten really retight-y, haven't they?
Yeah, the accents. Good morning to Aaron, who's in Coolock. You're on 98FM. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
We're very good, thanks, Aaron. Who do you have playing with you this morning?
Fiacra.
What age is Fiacra?
Fiacra is one.
Fiacra's one. So he's going to be a big help. Say that again, Aaron.
I'll be getting plenty of help.
You will be this morning. Aaron, what are your plans for the day?
It's miserable enough out, so...
Not much today. Okay. No. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings, Aaron?
Most mornings, yeah.
Most mornings, okay.
Very good. Fingers who would you crossed. Like to play with?
I'll go Brendan.
Okay, oh, I'm off to the soundproof booth, guys.
Brendan,
things have taken a turn.
They have been chosen. I haven't been in there for a while now. Okay, enjoy that, Brendan. Brendan's off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Okay, Aaron, your first word. Lap.
Lap?
Lap. L-A-P. What did you say?
Dance.
Okay, we're going lap dance. Okay, second word. Apple.
Core.
Apple core. And your third word, half. H-A-L-F.
Full.
Half full. So we have lap dance, apple core, and half full. Aaron in Coolock, are you happy to lock those in?
I think so.
Very good. Okay. Let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booth. Oh, that was unexpected, but your luck. Hiya. Brendan, hello. How are things in there this morning?
There's an obstacle course in the soundproof booth.
Lots going on. Okay, Brendan, your first word.
Yes.
Lap.
Land.
Lap, land. Your second word. Apple.
Tree.
Apple, tree. And your third word. Half. H-A-L-F.
Half?
Half.
Half? What comes after half?
I can't help you, love.
Half. I'm gonna say half awake.
Half awake.
Brendan, sorry.
Have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Aaron in Coolock?
No.
No, sorry.
What comes after half?
Okay, so Aaron said half full.
Half full.
Apple core. And Aaron, do you want to say again what you said after lap?
Dance.
He went with dance. I was wondering, I said, will Aaron go with dance? Or considering he's got a 1 year old, will he say lap land? He went with dance. Fair play to you.
Guys, it wasn't to be this morning, but sure wasn't a gas all the same. Aaron, we're going to send you out a 98 FM goodie bag.
Good man, Aaron.
Lovely stuff.
Cheers, Aaron. Have a great day. I did cross my mind. I said, would he say lap dance?
So, apple tree.
Yeah.
Apple,
they grow. Apples grow on trees, and I am only half awake.
I think I would have said apple pie. They were hard this morning, unusual. If you maybe
sorry, what
matched,
did Aaron say after half again?
Half full.
Half full. That's good.
If you matched with Brendan this morning, or you just like to have a go in general,
you'll be in the booth tomorrow.
What's up, Matchy? To 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM. Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.